flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You ready to hang a banner, Keith?
I'm ready.
Love banners.
A plus for effort.
They were so close. Oh, they're right there.
They were right there in the mix. I mean, the Mets got Juan Soto.
Sure they did.
And then the Yankees
were close.
Were right there.
But you know who was right there?
And then you were somewhere in that next mishmash.
They were right there. How convenient, Jones. How very convenient. If you put together a lineup in a rotation of guys the Red Sox almost got the last 2-3 years, playoff team, easy. Maybe a World Series team.
Maybe.
But they just missed. They just missed. But fear not, fans. They mean business this year. They're in it. They were right in there to the end. They almost got Juan Soto. No, they didn't. They did not almost get Juan Soto.
Look, some of
us weren't even talking to him over the weekend.
Some of us were more willing to believe they were going to land him than others.
Yeah, that was you.
Well, you went all the way to 1% at one point.
Walked it back.
In a moment of weakness, you went all the way to 1%.
I don't know what happened that day. Maybe I hit my head on the way in here, but I did for one day go up to 1%, and then I walked right back down to 0%.
I give him credit for at least not avoiding the sweepstakes like last year. Like, they didn't even take an interview with Ohtani. They didn't make an offer to Ohtani. But when you
Is
come
this
up
better?
Well, no, not at the end of the day.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
The ride was at least a little more entertaining.
You know,
but no,
I guess.
I give him no credit for being third at best in the Juan Soto sweepstakes. None. And here's the only way they can salvage it. They better spend some money, because what they told you with this leaked offer around $700 million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so close.
What does that even mean? Yeah. Around, was it 700 or was it not? What's around 700? 680?
Probably not.
670?
They're like, what's the
699? What's around 700?
The Yankees are offering 750. 700! Like, that's not how it works. That's not how an auction works. You got to go higher.
The only way they salvage it is that they spend some of that money, because they made it clear they have money to spend. They have $700 million to spend, so go spend it.
I think you can still have a good offseason. We've talked about this all along. They were never, in my mind, the favorite to sign Juan Soto. I didn't think they would. Even you and Billy and Nick gave him a better chance, but he never thought he was actually coming here. Yep. So we kind of outlined all the different ways they could have a good offseason. There's still plenty of guys. Now that Juan Soto was signed, you would think that maybe a series of players could go flying off the board this week. If they add 2 starting pitchers and like a bat, who like a middle of the order bat, that's a good offseason. Like, yeah, you missed out on Juan Soto and, you know, whatever. People are all hot and bothered about that for a month, but it could still be really good. Where you really look horrible is like last offseason, where You were in on Yamamoto, reportedly, then didn't get him. Then you were even in on guys like Seth Lugo, didn't get him. You ended up with Lucas Giolito and, like, nothing else. And you're like, well, you know, we were so close, and, you know, we were interested in this guy. That's where the interest Kings kind of thing came out of over the last few years. So you can't have that. You can't have that, especially now. I mean, this kind of money, this kind of report. Because let's say, hypothetically, he signed it. What if he was like, yeah, I love Boston. Now you're on the hook for $700 million for one guy.
Yep.
So you better spend $400 million this offseason,
yeah.
Right?
If Aroldis Chapman is the face of your offseason,
that is a tough offseason.
Something's gone wrong. Bad guy, and it's a one-year contract. You can't go from offering $700 million and us taking us seriously around $700 million.
Around it.
And us taking it seriously to spackling together an offseason with a bunch of short money deals. You can't do that.
No.
So they still need to spend. And if they do, I'll forgive some of this with Juan Soto. I'll forgive some of it. If they spend on Burns and they spend on Bregman.
Okay, or
they spend on Fried and they spend on Willie Adames is off the list.
Pete Alonso or somebody like that.
Teoscar Hernandez feels like a cut down for me. But if you spend
it's going to be Teoscar Hernandez, and I don't even want him at this point.
I don't
point.
Either. If you spend on an arm and a bat and you spend big money,
trade.
I'll cut you a little bit of slack.
Yeah.
But if it's just, let's drum up the interest in Juan Soto, strike out, and then spackle together the offseason, people are going to be pissed. So a few things to get to here on Jones and Keefe today. If you're just tuning in, I think most of you are familiar. 15 years, $765 million for Juan Soto to be a New York Met, who I think most people felt like were the favorites all along, to land Juan Soto. The Yankees offered more years and $5 million fewer dollars. So he chose the Mets. He chose the best deal.
Two quick questions
over
the
Yankees. Real quick. Yes.
So $765 million is a ton of money. We laughed last year when Ohtani got $700 million. Laughing just because, like, what a crazy number to wrap your head around.
Yeah, and Ohtani, by the way, is a higher AAV but a lower total. Yeah.
He also this year is going to be pitching. He's better. He's better than Soto. But anyway, my first thought was, how soon until a player's contract is $1 billion?
Good question.
In all seriousness. And then after that, and I know there are rules, but rules are meant to be broken, Jones. At some point, does part of a contract just straight up be like, you own the team? Like, that's my next thought. Like, the fact that you're making this much money, and
like
they're like minority.
Like a percentage of the team?
Yeah, like a percentage. Like, obviously, you're not going to just can the guy the team and then walk out of there. But, like that's... It sounds like a joke, but I feel like it's closer to that than not. I know the values of these franchises are going up and up and up, but if a guy's making, or over the total of 15 years, about to make $1 billion, at some point, I wonder if these guys, especially with teams selling little pieces of their franchise here and there to other guys and everyone's making money on it, at some point, it feels like that's going to happen. Like in our lifetime where the next big free agent's like, oh yeah, and you get like 2% of the team. It's like, Jesus. Like it's wild, the leap. Like $200 million, remember $20 million per year and like $100 million was staggering.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was $200. A-Rod's first contract with
quarter of a billion, right? $250 million.
And it was specifically twice the Kevin Garnett deal. They made it where it was like $252 or like some weird number because it was double the highest NBA contract. So they made like a big spectacle of that. We're talking three times that amount now for a player who's not as good, but apparently that's just the going right now. So the number is staggering because we're going to mention that number a lot, and we're going to like talk about where guys went and everything else. But I think to take a moment and to understand that the number is so silly goose high, like I think it's worth mentioning.
So let's ask a few things here. We'll use the Greg Hill poll question they were asking this morning as a jumping off point because there's already 1,200 votes in it. Do you believe the Red Sox were actually in on Juan Soto for over $700 million? Right now, 64% of you are saying no.
I would agree with the 64%.
I would agree. You know, you can't be third and be like, oh, we were right there. And they were third at best. Toronto had a $700 million offer as well.
Yeah.
So you were third or fourth. That doesn't mean you were actually in on Juan Soto to me. And does this bidding process change anything for the Red Sox? What do they need to do for you to believe things will be different this go-round, this offseason? Do you have faith they'll be adding? Was this all just to drum up interest? We'll get to your thoughts on all of it here all day long on Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Monday. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Already a lively chat going on in there with Juan Soto, now a New York Met. You can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I'm with you. I don't think they were really in. You can't be third or fourth and really be in. I give them some credit, again, for actually going through the process this year and at least playing interested, which is progress, as pathetic as that is, from Shohei Ohtani a year ago, where they didn't even take a meeting with the guy or give him a contract offer for the best player in the sport. So maybe they learned from that. Maybe there was some real tepid interest, but they never thought they were going to get him, and they were never truly in, unfortunately.
I think it's almost worse because it gets...
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Fans' hopes up. Well, and so last year, I never thought they were going to get Ohtani.
It's
and they
only
going
to be worse, though, if they don't sign any big ticket guys. Like, if you were Soto, but you land Burns, I think you get forgiven pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. I think, right. Everybody wants the Red Sox to be better. And there were even some, and this is not revisionist history, but there were some member we talked to that said, I would rather have a combination of three really good players than just Soto. Like
there's a lot of people, especially when they saw the final numbers. There's a lot of people who
so that's fine. So they have a chance to make up for it.
I don't feel that way, but a lot of our listeners do.
But I feel like if this was sort of a one off and you really believed the 700 offer, you would say, all right, they were there. They had a number in their mind, that's round number, and that's as high as they were willing to go. And now they're going to continue. But over the last 3, 4, 5 years, really since Dombrowski has left, we've just heard of too many guys that they were so close. Now, the money was a fraction of it, but you can't conveniently just miss out on so many guys and then also miss out on this guy and be like, you got buzzard's luck. It's like, no. I think this was a clear sign that we're going to be in it enough to hopefully appease the fans, and they can't get mad at us for not being in there, and maybe even some will take our side. And say 765 for one player is too much.
Here's the thing. I don't think too many people can really be pissed at the Red Sox for not landing Juan Soto when you never really believed they were in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. Like, but if they're talking like $700 million, maybe, and they're last year was full throttle. This year was, what was they calling it this year?
But right now it's binary. It's like, okay, they didn't get him. So I'm upset about that.
Yeah.
But if they sign Burns and Bregman, I don't really think you can get that upset with the Red Sox for not landing Juan Soto.
Okay, well, let's cross that bridge when we get to it.
Especially
as of
when
today,
you didn't really think they were there.
As of today, no Burns and Bregman. How confident are you in Burns and Bregman?
Not very.
Okay.
So that, I think you have a right to be pissed about that because they told you they're willing to spend $700 million. Yeah, they can't turn around and spend $100 million on the Aroldis Chapmans of the world. They need to spend.
I think it's more likely that.
And there's no excuses for not landing a Burns or a Freed. A trade, honestly, is not enough. You're not going to be taking on a lot of salary there. You're giving up prospects. That has nothing to do with spending money. Nothing. Even if you turn around and hand out a contract to Garrett Crochet or somebody like that.
It's different. You should be a player in free agency.
It's going to be peanuts for what you're paying some of these guys in free agency. Yep. And on top of it, you're giving up prospects who a lot of these listeners love. So to me, there is a way to still prove you're making progress, you're serious about your team, you're serious about spending money, but they better do it. You can jump in again, 617-779-7937. This is Chris Cotillo at Mass Live. Oh, and by the way, we're already getting questions about our Patriots Monday. Yes, we will be having an interview with Hunter Henry and Christian Gonzalez. We will be doing man-to-man to man coverage with Christian Gonzalez, backed by popular demand.
No doubt.
And we have plenty of football thoughts today, what happened, everything else. But we're starting with the big news. In sports, Juan Soto, a New York Met, not a Boston Red Sox. Which, again, I don't think shocks anybody. Chris Cotillo, an industry source, described Boston's efforts in the pursuit of Soto to this point, this is before he landed, as quote-unquote an A-plus effort, Keith.
Hell yeah.
But even if the Red Sox have pitched Soto on something the Aaron Judge-led Yankees and the Francisco Lindor-led Mets can't, being the unquestioned face of the franchise, that the reserve Rafael Devers likely wouldn't mind at all. There's still a feeling Soto will probably sign for the biggest total guarantee. In other words, you can sell him on all these other things. You got to give him the biggest offer at the end of the day, which he said seconds after he lost the World Series, and he went to the highest bidder. I think he was forthright with all of that. You could not like it,
yeah,
but I think he told you what was going to happen. A-plus for effort in their pursuit of Juan Soto. What would you grade him, Keith?
F. You didn't get him. Like, the whole idea is to get these guys, and if things are really different, you're going to get them. And I'm with you. I can, if they have a big free agency, you know, aside from Soto, I'll be happy to give him credit then and at that time. But, like, how many times do they need to fool us, or how many times do they need to be, according to John Heyman or Ken Rosenthal or whoever else, are right there, like, oh, right there, right on the cusp of it. Like, that's not an A-plus effort. You know what it's going to take, especially a month ago, we all could have told you. You're bidding against the Yankees, the Mets, and the Dodgers. Like, all right, you better be
good luck.
You better be for real. I don't love your chances. And then they didn't get him. So, like, is that really where we're going now? You're going to give him credit for being third at best in signing a player? It's not a. It's not a. This isn't an area where it is effort.
So
on the field's effort,
like, D minus.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe D minus. I'll talk about D minus.
Honestly, that's kind of where I am because for them,
maybe it's higher than an
they
F,
didn't even
D-.
Make an offer to Ohtani. Like, they even take a meeting with Ohtani.
Yeah.
So this is somewhat of progress, and it's pathetic we even have to go there. I acknowledge that, but it is somewhat progress. I'll give them a stronger grade if they land a big ticket player or two.
Yeah.
They really should land two at this point in time. They should land two of them.
I'll
an arm
feel
and a
great.
Bat.
I will love that.
Then the pursuit of Juan Soto really meant something. They wouldn't extend as far as Steve Cohen, but oh well.
Yep.
Steve Cohen outspent him. Fine. I can talk myself into that. You have to actually follow through and do it to get the A plus for effort. You can't pursue Juan Soto, come in third or fourth, make a similar
right.
offer to the effing Blue Jays,
right.
lose out to the two teams in New York, sign nobody, and get an A plus
no,
for effort. Nothing will have changed.
What if they are second? What if they have the second best offer for Burns and Fried and Bregman and Hernandez?
Then
like, A plus for effort?
No.
No, of course
no,
not.
Then it's an F for
then
effort.
You're just trotting out the same team again. Like, you need to be better. You need to improve on this team. And the thing with baseball is you don't need to win a million games. Like, you just need to be a handful of games better than they were last year. You could make the playoffs and then you could go on a run. And they're not that far off. And they've gone a handful of years now without spending big money. So get in there. You don't even have to spend as much as the Mets and the Yankees, but get up there close, more respectable than where you've been at. And there are plenty of names available too. That's the thing. It's a decent enough, and it obviously falls off after Soto and then even Burns. But there's other guys that people will take. Plus, the whole trade market, like, if you're going to build up your farm system to this degree, one of the reasons why you do that is so you can be a player in every one of these trades. So, yeah, they better be very aggressive. And hopefully they use this as sort of motivation. Like, all right, we missed out on Soto, but now we got to really double down. Because if the talk was, hey, maybe Soto and a pitcher – well, then now it's like two pitchers, two hitters. Yeah. That if you were going to pay for Soto.
No. You know what their budget is. Their budget's $700 million. That's their budget. And obviously that's not all to add to this year's payroll. But they were willing to spend $700 million. So they better spend a lot of money at these winter meetings. There's still names you can go get. There's no excuse now. You can't get outbid by the Yankees. You can't get outbid by the Dodgers on Teoscar Hernandez if you really want him, or the Yankees on Burns or Fried. You can't get outspent by those guys. We know what your budget is. It's $700 million. McAdam told us it's around $700 million. So you better spend. I can wrap my head, personally, around losing out on Juan Soto. None of us really believed you were going to get Soto at the end of the day. So I give you no credit for being in the mix, but I can wrap my head around it. I didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
You better get Fried, or you better get Burns, or you better get Bregman.
Yeah.
You better make some trades. You better improve this team. And you're already brushing that aside like it's not going to happen.
I just don't feel – I don't know how anybody could feel confident in it. And I'd be happy to say, oh, I'm wrong, and they ended up having a massive offseason despite, you know, starting with Chapman and then missing out on Soto, because that just sort of is the sign of a really disappointing offseason. But there are other guys. Because the other report, too, whether you want to believe it or not, and not that you and I wanted them, but I think it just – it speaks to the track record. They also reportedly in on Blake Snell.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get him.
Nope.
Right? So, like, who's the next guy that they're going to be reportedly
in on?
Well,
they were supposedly in on Adames. He signed with the Giants for a buttload of money.
All right. So they are 1-for-4 in free agency thus far, and the one is Aroldis Chapman on a one-year deal.
It was a one-year deal.
Great.
On a guy who the rest of the league probably didn't want.
No, it's going super so far.
Congratulations. Yep. 617-779-7937. Do you give him any credit for the pursuit of Juan Soto? What do they need to do now? The dream's dead. Juan Soto's a New York Met, so that dream is dead. What do they now need to do in free agency? And do you expect them to do anything? Let's rewind it back to that. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text line here on a Patriots Monday. Jones and Keefe. We will get to the Patriots later on in the show. Gerard Mayo, some interesting answers this morning on a Mayo Monday on the Greg Hill Show. We'll get to Bill Belichick and the North Carolina job. It sounds like there's much more to that than certainly we were making it out to be on Friday. Plus what happened, a spin around the NFL in Week 14. More of your Red Sox thoughts. Now what? No more Juan Soto. Now what for the Red Sox? Right after Trending with Billy Lane.